My attention on my troubles builds them. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. My attention on troubles builds them. This is a basic attitude of our philosophy, that whatever we give our attention to, that's what we get. And when I give my attention to troubles, my attention on troubles builds these troubles up. Now, do I want troubles in my life? Well, a lot of times we run away from troubles because we don't want to face them. We run away from troubles because we don't want to take a condition about it in our mind and our thought. And as we run away from them, they come up again and again and again. Now, many people go to the theater and listen to videos, watch videos on their DVDs and what have you. And as they do this, they see the troubles of others. They see all of the big problems that people are facing. And then they look at that and they say, boy, they're glad that's not them. And then as they're watching, they suggest to people how they can more improve whatever it is they're doing. Oh, you know, if they would just do this, or if they would just go and clobber this other guy, if they'd go and kill him, if they'd go and destroy him, if they'd go do this. They're always trying to do something to make something happen, you know. Now, when troubles come, let's just take Einstein, for instance. He's always a good illustration. And Einstein has a trouble. Now you say, well, his troubles never really are great. His troubles are merely a scientific, intellectual type of a situation he's working with. Well, perhaps. But let's look at him once now. He's coming up with theories. He's coming up with postulates. Well, I like his attitude. He says, I have come up with this theory, and I believe in it. I have proven it to my satisfaction. Now, I love to have people come along and try to disprove it, because every person who tries to disprove it and is not able to do it is another attitude for me that my theory is correct. It's another proof to me and to the world who look at my theory and say, well, he tried to disprove Einstein and he was unable to do that. Yes. When we stand up for our principles, and people try to come along and knock our principles down, take the pedestal out from under us, when people come along and try to destroy the ideas that we have been building and the illuminations that we have been having, and they can't do it, what a wonderful thing. Now, they're not evil people. They're just people who have a different opinion, and they have a different philosophy that has brought them to that different opinion, and they want to prove with that different opinion that their attitude, their understanding of our theory is incorrect, and their understanding is correct. Our understanding is incorrect, and their understanding is correct. Now, you see, when you look at it from something like that point of view, it doesn't seem so terribly bad. It just seems like a good discussion, really, a good argument. And, in truth, that's what all of life is. All of life is just a good argument. Today, October the 15th, the year 2006, we're celebrating our 31st anniversary here as a corporate institution here in California. God Unlimited, University of Healing, the University of Philosophy, School of the Master, all of these wonderful activities that we conduct and produce around the world. Now, there are many people who attend the seminars, and they want to say, hey, but that can't be. I'm not God. If I were God, I would certainly create a better world than I've been creating. No. Your opinion of what God is the world that you are creating about you. My opinion of of what I believe God is the world I am creating about me, a world of peace and love and harmony, right action, truth, abundance, joy in every way. Now, if I am creating a world about me with any type of a conflict, then it's like me and Einstein. Einstein has a theory, and I have something that creates a conflict about me. So I just let other people prove that my theory or my attitude or my way is correct or incorrect. Now, sometimes they may be overwhelming. Sometimes they may be overwhelming, as in the case of war many times. In the case of war, the politicians on both sides feel that they're right in doing what they're doing, and so they send their troops into war against one another. Now, these very troops may be the people who were entertaining us, or we were entertaining them, as they came to visit our country, or we came to visit their country, and we enjoyed the holiday in their country, and they in ours. And then the next moment, here we are at war. Here we are wanting to shoot each other and being very unkind with each other. Now, can anything be more hideous, more obnoxious than that? But that's what we do. That's what we do, and that's what we think is what goes on. My attitude on troubles builds them, and my attitude on joy builds joy. My attitude on peace builds peace. For 31 years, we have been sharing this philosophy around the world, and successfully. And it's a wonderful, joyous experience. And everywhere we go, people, by the most part, readily embrace what we're teaching. At least those who attend our programs, and of course, they know ahead of time basically what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about how to live a healthy life, how to live a wealthy life, how to live a joyous life, how to be one in bliss with the divine within us, how to walk that inner path and know that inner peace and know who we are. Sounds good, doesn't it? Sounds like a great idea. Now, how do we do that? We certainly don't do it by putting our attention on troubles. We do that by putting our attention on what we teach, on what we are, on what we do. We have another attitude to our philosophy, which is very difficult a lot of times. In fact, it's probably the most difficult thing that we can do. And we teach living in now, in this moment now, not buying trouble from the past or the future, but living in the now and living as beautifully and wonderfully as we can in the now. And that means letting all other things go by the way. Letting all these troubles that we have given our attention to and that have built up in our life, letting them go by the way. Now, start giving attention to what you want to experience. Be yourself and have fun. Live in a happy, joyous heart. Live in a beautiful heart. Do little things for yourself that you'd like to do for others. You walk into a house, and on the way in the house, you see the garden filled with flowers. And so you reach down and you pick one flower. From somebody else's garden? Sure. Mm-hmm. You reach one flower and you pick it up and you look at that flower. And you go to the door and you greet your hostess. And as you greet her, you say, "I saw this flower growing in your front yard, and it so reminded me of you. What a beautiful, gentle, loving, fabulous lady you are. May I present your flower to you as a reminder of my respect and honor for you?" Now, do you think that that would cause a conflict? At first you might think, why is he picking flowers from my garden, you know? And when she hears why I was doing it, she immediately melted and said, "Thank you, thank you." What else could she say? "Aww." You know, that's the usual one. "Aww, not me." But if they can say thank you, and we can help them say thank you by doing things that bring about the word thank you. And this is just for you, and I wanted to give it to you because I think you are one of the most lovely beings that I have ever met. And then the awe can come, but the thank you comes too. And you see, if you were to do something terrible, like take your car and drive it into her garden, and leave your car parked there, and say, hey, I didn't have any place to park on the street, so I pulled up on your lawn over here in your garden. Is that okay? What do you mean? Get your car out of my garden! You see, and then all sorts of troubles come out of that. But giving the one flower out of the joy of your heart that you would enjoy receiving yourself is one thing, but blatantly parking your car in someone else's garden on top of their beautiful flowers that they have worked so beautifully in presenting to the world and to themselves to say, I think this is lovely. That we just never do. That's a trouble that we create for ourselves that is something that is not harmonious for us. As we celebrate our birthday today, many wonderful things are happening. The world is peace. Everyone on campus is filled with joy and harmony and love. And everywhere I turn and everywhere I look, I see all in divine order. Oh, I see the skies heavy with rain. And, of course, the rain is very much delightfully received here. And I look up and I see all the heavy clouds and I think to myself, wow, let it go. And let it go so that it penetrates the earth and fills it and brings up our water table. And not so that it makes problems anywhere, but just for the rain for us, for the glorious world we're in. And I say, well, let it rain all over Southern California. We're always looking for rain. No. We take care of our own rain. We look at the rain and let it fall on our property. And if other people want it, they may say they'd like it. Because a lot of people may not want the rain. And a lot of people may want something different. A lot of people, and they do. And some people want an abundance of rain so it floods them out. And so they live in areas where the rain does that, and then they expect it. Well, we don't expect that. We expect the rain to come down and brighten all of our grounds here and make it all beautiful and green. And of course, it is already beautiful and green. And everywhere we look, new trees are coming up. For 31 Christmases, we have planted our Christmas trees in our meadow. And now we have a glorious park down there filled with 31 Christmas trees and more, because we bought other trees and parked them in there too. And it looks beautiful. And we have trimmed it from below, so it's up and you can walk under the trees and you can feel just glorious and sit and meditate there and see the peace of the world. You're the creator of your world as I am the creator of my world. And I create my world peaceful, joyous, harmonious, wonderful. I am not the creator of my brother's world or my neighbor's world. I am the creator of my world, which is peaceful, loving, and harmonious. And if my neighbor and my brother are in my world, then that's what they experience. And if they're not in my world, they may experience anything they want. I am not my brother's keeper. I do not go around saying it should rain on his property. I do not go around saying that fire hazard should be here. I do not go around saying that the sun should burn down all of the crops and not give them enough water so they can grow under the beautiful sun. I do not put those causes in motion. I only see everything in divine order in my world. And as far as my eyes can see, as far as my attention can follow, as far as my awareness can be, all is in divine order, and all is beautiful, and all is good now. What a wonderful way to live. What a wonderful life to have. And this is my life, and this is your life, and this is the life that makes all the difference in the world. So, celebrate with us our lovely birthday today, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.